We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Pat Bostick, former Pitt quarterback, who is also color analyst on our broadcast on the Pitt IMG Sports Network, and major gift development king at the university. We're still looking for the big one. So if anyone's out there that just wants to write the check, really would take the edge off the weekend for Pat.
Yeah, so feel free. Give us a call.
All right, Pat, you and I and Bill Hillgrove, of course, last weekend is so much put on the Pitt-Penn State game. And for so long into the first half, it was the tale of two halves, and the wheels completely came off in the second half for Pitt. And they end up losing big.
Yeah, it was a hard call in the second half. You know, wasn't a lot going right for the Panthers, and Penn State obviously played well. It took advantage of every opportunity they had and put it on us. And now you got to respond. You got 10 games left this season. Starts with a conference game against Georgia Tech.
Yeah, home. It doesn't get any easier.
No, that option is vaunted and rightfully so. They've got some injuries, but they just replenish their lineup, and Paul Johnson's system is tried and true.
Put up 454 yards on Pitt last year with that offense.
Wow.
For those that don't know, Pat, the casual observer, Georgia Tech runs a old-school triple option.
Yeah.
And explain what that is for somebody who's used to watching the game the way it is now.
Yeah, they'll throw maybe six passes a game. So
that's it.
Yeah. So this is like circa 1938 Jock Sutherland type football. I mean,
crew cut hair.
Yeah.
So what? The quarterback takes a snap and runs over to the side, and then who's going to take it over the scrimmage line? Depends.
He's gonna put it in the fullback's belly. If they'll usually read one player, he's either gonna, if he gives to the fullback, it's a quick dive up the middle. If he pulls it, then he's out to the perimeter. He's got a wing back behind him for the option. So it's just three options: a fullback dive, a quarterback run, or he can pitch it to somebody that's in tow with him around the perimeter. And then they run all sorts of stuff off that. They'll run sweeps. They'll run quarterback. He'll start one way and then counter back the other way. They pull guards. They block differently than anyone blocks, where they literally cut you. They take your legs out.
It's a challenge.
It's just you don't play anybody like that all year. So All summer during training camp, all spring ball, there's at least a period of practice where they're working on this. That's for one of your 12 opponents. You're spending a period in practice all year long.
Right.
It is that foreign. And consequently, I mean, Georgia Tech averages, the number one rushing offense in football. They routinely rush for over 400 yards a game. They dominate time of possession. And, leave you with this fact. Five matchups between these teams in the ACC since 2013. Each game has been won by the team that wins time of possession and scores 30 points. I mean, whoever hits those thresholds is going to win the football game. It's oftentimes coming down to the last possession. But if you get behind these guys, very difficult to come back.
Well, in the game last week against Penn State in the second half to start the second, I mean, due to miscues, penalties, and otherwise, five straight three and outs on offense, and you're average starting at the 18-yard line while Penn State's starting at the 46. That's, you talk about
there's your game
field
right
being
there.
Tilted.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
So, but they get over that because it was ugly.
Yeah, now, I mean, that's coach's job. I mean, coaches are part psychologist. So it's, you have to put that to bed. Look at the first half and the positives. Understand that the second half is it's what can happen if you play sloppy and bad. I mean, Pitt is not to the point. Alabama can beat people with their C game or their B game at times. You're not going to beat a team like Penn State with anything but your A game. And Pitt did not bring anywhere close to its A game in that second half. Even in the first half, missed opportunities, missed a field goal, throw an interception.
It could have been easily 10-7 Pitt at the half.
Don't convert a fourth down. I mean, there's three possessions. The pick, let's say you get 3 points, there's three. the fourth down, let's say you kick it again, that's three, and then you miss, that's 9 points to add to your six, which should be seven. So it could have been 16-14 at half.
So it's going to be a challenging day tomorrow. Before we run out of town, I want to go back to something you said right before the news at 8 o'clock, where you come up to the line of scrimmage and you kind of have a moment.
Yeah.
As a quarterback, I mean, the playbook for any quarterback in any system is probably pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of plays. Do you ever get to the line of scrimmage and go, what the heck did I just call?
Yes, I have. I've done two things that are really embarrassing. The first one is I have gone to the line of scrimmage so enamored with going on the defense that I lined up behind the guard and actually put my hands under the guard.
And that's tremendous.
The guy turns back, it's like, hey, bro, one over.
You're under one.
Yeah.
What was the other?
Cause guards aren't used to having their.
No, you know, yeah. Right. That could be disturbing.
And the second one was you call a run play and you completely go the opposite direction, and
oops,
there's nobody there. And then the response is, uh-oh. Get back to the line of scrimmage as fast as possible, duck your head, and try not to get decapitated. So those are...
It happens. Even
the greatest. Also gone to the line of scrimmage, not knowing what the play was, and just hedged my bets and called a TO. Called a timeout and said, let's go gather ourselves a little bit before we try to run this play.
The field general is heading to the sidelines to discuss
funny.
It. All right, Pat Bostic and Bill Hillgrove in his 45th season of doing Pitt football. How about that?
He's the best.
Tomorrow on the Pitt IMG Sports Network, 12:30 kick. It's Georgia Tech, the Ramblin' Wreck.
That's right.
At Heinz Field.
Honorary captain, Bobby Greer.
Oh, tremendous. I met
color
Bobby.
Color barrier down in the Sugar Bowl.
Yes, he did.
1955. It'll be really, really fun. It'll be an old school football game tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Pat, thanks for coming in.
You'll stay dry, Larry.
Pat Bostic. Yes, I will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.